This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. Okay, David, we got a lot of games to preview in the night session. Let's do just that right now. A little tournament preview.
So we're going to go by time here. We're going to start with the 6:50 matchup between Tennessee and Wofford. Not much to say there. Tennessee's going to destroy them.
This wasn't a game we covered extensively on Cash Ticket either. There just isn't a lot of value there. If there's one higher seed that like I was interested in, it's Bama, but that's not relevant to what we're talking about. I usually stay away from the ones and twos. Tennessee just, look, man, they're complete. They're really good. They're a lot like Florida in that we paid attention to Auburn and Bama too much. We didn't pay enough attention to Tennessee and Florida. They're really, really good, man. Between Ziegler and Lanier and the way they play and the way they can lock you down. See, it's just Rick Barnes. That's my fear.
The only problem is that people did pay attention to Tennessee, David, and every time they did, they let the world down. Florida walked in there and said, no, you're still JV SEC. Yeah.
Florida played them three times. They beat them by, I think, 25 but both times.
One at Tennessee. So, yes, they're probably going to steamroll Wofford, but it's the fact that every time you think they're about to go over the hump and be that great team, they go full Rick Barnes on you.
So the next three on the late slate, we'll take them one at a time because the next three are really good here. We'll start with the number 7 seed Kansas versus 10 Arkansas at 7:10.
Yep.
That one, your favorite, Mike. That's
my spite store game. I know Bill Self's going to screw me, but I think for Arkansas, it's all about Boogie Flan being back. He was supposed to be out the rest of the year. This is kind of a surprise, but look, I'm taking Rico's lead on this. Nobody's been on the Kansas thing better than Rico earlier. They're just effed up.
Yeah.
They're just your drunk uncle who can't get his life together. And you go, how? You've got an MBA from Harvard. You're still a loser. I don't know, man. Kansas just doesn't play good basketball. It doesn't work with Dickinson. AJ Storr, they paid a lot of money for. He rides the bench.
Well, they paid a lot of money for Hunter, too, and they don't like him. So very dysfunctional is what Kansas is. David, they have a ton of talent. It's just, I don't think they like each other. They're not a team. Like certain teams, you're like, you can see the camaraderie. It's just five individuals when it comes to Kansas.
Is Arkansas going to get this done for us? For America?
Yeah, I think they will.
For America?
I do think they will.
Oh, please. Please, I need Kansas out of this thing. America.
Next game on the slate is the 7.5-point favorite Texas A&M versus the 13 Yale.
Yeah. This one, look, here's my message about A&M. You don't want to watch them and you don't want to play them. The reason is it's a street fight and they live on the glass and they don't take and make threes. They don't make twos. I mean, they take them. They don't make them. They're number 4 in America in offensive rebounding. Wade Taylor's been there for 15 years and a guard. It's a slog. Everything is difficult. It's like you're playing in mud against them.
This is a set it and forget it. Kind of like the Dick Bennett Wisconsin teams.
God.
Right. But they win. It's not pretty, but you just didn't want to watch the game unless your team was going up against them. So, yeah, if you're betting it, bet it and forget it. Turn to something else.
It's the opposite of Ron Popeil.
Yes.
With the little grill he used to sell, or the rotisserie. Set it and forget it.
The third game in that 7 o'clock window is the 6-seed Missouri versus Drake. Missouri is a 6.5-point favorite.
It's Styles making fights. And the problem in this game to me, Rico, I can see it both ways. It'd be a lean to Drake just because I respect their discipline. I respect the way they play. Mm-hmm. The fact that they replaced DeVries and his kid. Yeah. They went out and got this McCollum guy, the D2, three-time national champ. He brought four of his players in, including the point guard, this Bennett Curse kid. Here's the problem. I could totally see a scenario. Missouri walks in and goes, that's cute, and they're playing at warp speed.
See, I look at Missouri, Mike, and a lot like, you know, earlier in the day, we saw what Purdue did. Missouri limped to the finish line, losing four of their last five games.
Undisciplined, but talented.
Right, and it's just like, man, it's almost like, have you guys just quit on the year? You'll have to wait and see if they could rally. They have more talent there, but right now, Missouri's their own biggest enemy.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not Drake, it's Missouri.
Well, the other thing we talk about, too, is, look, the SEC, we have this respect. And it's like, well, if you're not the Big Four, how good are you? Well, look at it the other way. Imagine if Missouri played in the Big 12 the way they should. How much better their record would be. How different our perception would be.
No, you're right.
I'm actually scared that me leaning Drake, it's going to be like Mizzou by 25. Like, they might just come out and be like, who are these scrubs? And run circles around
North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
How to like Petey Pablo?
Dude, listen, you know what was good? I got my worst pick right out of the way quickly.
You did.
You just ripped the Band-Aid off. I hit Xavier last night. We started the day with Creighton. We got High Point live. Look, got the worst one out of the way. I knew that SDSU thing. If I had a physical ticket, just crumple that up.
So before we move on from those three, my question to you is, out of the lower seeds there in those three games we just touched on, who has the better shot at pulling the upset? Yale, Drake, Arkansas.
Pig Suey.
Yeah.
For America.
Yeah. I would say Arkansas. And if,
even with everything you said about Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Kansas is, the more you let Hunter score and rebound, the more he forgets his teammates. So that's what I would do.
Hunter get 25.
I would let
guard
Hunter go
everybody
for
else.
25 and 15.
That's what State did against Michigan. Let Vlad get his. Nobody else going to hurt us.
Yeah.
Now we have in the 9:30 window, depending on how early the game before them finishes, you have Utah State, the 10 seed, going against Mick Cronin's team, UCLA. UCLA is a 5.5-point favorite.
This is another game where they both play a similar style. This is a game where I like to call a first to 50 will win. If you like offensive basketball, use the quad box and watch something else. Don't watch this game.
What?
I'm just saying, both teams can play defense. It's going to be the rock fight.
I think it's going to be, they'll be higher scoring than you do. Okay. I mean, look, I think the winner's going to get to 70.
But, I just said first to 50.
Yeah, I get worried Utah State's a little bit of a popular upset pick because of their past teams. UCLA may just bully them. They've got the bigs that the I never remember his name, the 7-footer they got. Not Mata. The hell's his name? Hold on. That doesn't matter. Look, I don't like this game at all. I like the other two in the late pod, including the Michigan game. If you forced me into this, David, I'd probably take UCLA. And I kind of wonder if the game goes over the total. I don't think it's going to be nearly the rock fight, but go ahead. We can move on.
Okay. All right. And then the last two games, I'm not going to touch on Michigan, but let's get to the St. John's host, Omaha and Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington. I mean, blowout central.
Only thing, well, if you want to know what you could do if you're bored, St. John's is not going to let Omaha get going. They lock you down. Under 149.5. As far as the game, I have no interest in watching it. I know that sounds terrible. I want to watch U of M. I'll moonlight with the UCLA game. Yeah. This game has no value to me. Under 149 if I had to.
Yeah,
don't do that. That's gross.
In that later window, it is definitely the Michigan game that everyone's going to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
Can I just also shout something out?
Yeah.
I want to say this. I'm always mean to Jim because he's so smarmy and he's kind of an ass, but he's my guy. I want to congratulate James Anthony Costa.
It's happening.
For the grossest yet rocking chair bet in the history of Cash the Ticket. SIU Edwardsville, team total points under 49.5. Cookies, you beautiful bastard. Final, 78-40. Houston. Rocking chair for the cookie man.
Go cash that ticket.
That's so disgusting, man. Good God. That's all. I just wanted to say something nice.
No. But David, yeah, as far as the Michigan game goes, yeah, I think that's where all the eyeballs are because Vegas is saying it's going to be a very tight game. It's once again Styles making the fight. Michigan, if you can cross half court, use your 2 7-footers, area 51, they won't. You see, San Diego really doesn't have an answer for that. You just cannot let them press you and make you turn the ball over because they don't. So, yeah, the magical number for me in that game, David, for is 10. You turn that ball over more than 10 times, you're probably going to lose.
And that is your March Madness late game window preview.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.